Quantum mechanics has had phenomenal success in explaining the properties of particles and atoms and molecules, so we know that it is a very good approximation of the truth. The question, then, is whether there is some other logically possible theory whose predictions are very close but not quite the same as those of quantum mechanics. It is easy to think of ways of changing most physical theories in small ways. For instance, the Newtonian law of gravitation, that the gravitational force between two particles decreases as the inverse square of the distance, could be changed a little by supposing that the force decreases with some other power of the distance, close to but not precisely the same as the inverse square. To test Newton's theory experimentally, we might compare observations of the solar system with what would be expected for a force that falls off as some unknown power of the distance, and in that way put a limit on how far from an inverse square this power of distance can be. Even general relativity could be changed a little, for instance by introducing more complicated small terms in the field equations, or by introducing weakly interacting new fields into the theory. It is striking that it has so far not been possible to find a logically consistent theory that is close to quantum mechanics, other than quantum mechanics itself. I tried to construct such a theory a few years ago. My purpose was not seriously to propose an alternative to quantum mechanics, but only to have some theory whose predictions would be close to but not quite the same as those of quantum mechanics, to serve as a foil that might be tested experimentally. I was trying in this way to give experimental physicists an idea of the sort of experiment that might provide interesting quantitative tests of the validity of quantum mechanics. One wants to test quantum mechanics itself, and not any particular quantum mechanical theory, like the Standard Model, so to distinguish experimentally between quantum mechanics and its alternatives, one must check some very general feature of any possible quantum mechanical theory. In inventing an alternative to quantum mechanics, I fastened on the one general feature of quantum mechanics that has always seemed somewhat more arbitrary than the others, its linearity. I need to say a bit here about the meaning of linearity. Recall that the values of the wave function of any system change at rates that depend on these values, as well as on the nature of the system and its environment. For instance, the rate of change of the here value of our mythical particle wave function is a constant number times the here value plus another constant number times the there value. A dynamical rule of this particular type is called linear, because if we change one value of the wave function at any one time and plot a graph of any value of the wave function at any later time against the value that has been changed, then, all other things being equal, the graph is a straight line,